From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Farrah Hutkins. Palm Beach County had a tough 2018 election. It missed several recount deadlines after overheated machines shut down and the system couldn't handle counting multiple races at once. As 2020 approaches, the county is trying out a lot of new things. New voting machines, a new voter registration system, and a new supervisor of elections, Wendy Link. She's an attorney. WLRN's Madeline Fox sat down with Link to talk about making so many changes before a big election and how to get everything to run smoothly this time.
Palm Beach County has these new voting machines after, you know, we had some issues with the ones in the 2018 election, particularly during the recount. How do you expect these ones to work better?
For a lot of reasons. One is the technology is different. These are much newer. They're 4G modems. Everything that the other counties are having to upgrade to now, we bought it that way. So we have the latest in the technology. We also, the tabulators can count more than one race at a time. And that was one of the issues we had before.
As always, you know the concern with any kind of electronic machine is, can it be hacked? Is it secure? So how do you look at easing concerns with that?
Before anything ever touches any airwaves at all, we print the paper ballot for what happened on that machine. We print two copies of it. One, we post it on the door of every single precinct, and then one comes back to us. Then, after those are printed and we have them in print, then send the results by modem. So we will be able to check the paper ballot number against what we receive.
So the theme of these machines and this whole counting process seems to be redundancies and fail-safes.
It is, yes. And there are a lot of redundancies. And there'll be some things that, because it's the first time we're using them, that I'm taking a lot of precautions. Ideally, you wouldn't use new machines and new voter registration in a presidential election. That wouldn't be the ideal situation to be in, but it's a situation that we are in. So we're looking at it as, obviously, we're doing everything we can to be as prepared and to make sure, ideally, we'll have a very smooth election and nobody will think there's any issues.
Given the interesting history that Palm Beach County has had with elections, is it a little bit of an easier sell to say, hey, I really need an increase in my budget because we have to make a lot of fixes?
I think so. The county had actually already allocated money for the voting machines. So I had to justify why we were choosing what we were choosing, how many we were doing, and what we were doing that way. But it wasn't really a matter of my going to the county saying, you have to give me money because I need these machines. Now, we have also elected to do a new voter registration system because we didn't want to find ourselves in the same position we'd been before, where we were the only county using the old machines. We didn't want to be the only county left on the old voter registration system.
So when Governor DeSantis appointed you, he said you'd serve your two-year term and not seek re-election.
That's what I told him. And, well, first of all, I'd never held any type of a public office and didn't have any interest in doing that. I have had a lot of people ask me if I would do it again, and at this point I'm saying I don't know. It's a long way off.
Is 2 years enough time to get a lot done?
Yes, we can get a lot done in 2 years. Can we get it all done? No. But we really are. I mean, we are getting the new equipment, and that's going to take us several months. Now, we'll be converting this year, again, right before presidential election, we're converting over 1 million active voter files, you know, plus all the inactive voter files from one third party to another. You know, I always joke, what could possibly go wrong? So again, and then setting up contingencies, all right, if there is a problem in that, we're going to test it 19 ways to Sunday. But if there is an issue, what is our backup plan?
So you're also becoming, it sounds like, kind of an expert in risk management.
No question about it. My goal is that you won't read about Palm Beach County. The only thing you'll read is, how did our elections turn out, in that this is who got this many votes and this is who got this many votes. They joke about that there's an electioneer's prayer, and it says, you know, something along the lines of, let everybody campaign honestly and ethically, let them all be safe on the campaign trail. And when it comes time for people to cast their votes, they may be safe in doing so. And when we count them, we don't care who wins. Just let it be a landslide so that there is no recount. And I say that prayer every single day.
That was Palm Beach County Supervisor of Elections Wendy Link speaking with WLRN's Madeline Fox. According to news reports, since the interview was conducted, Link is considering running for the office in 2020. She says she does not know when she'll make that decision. This is WLRN News. I'm Farrah Hutkins.